This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. For decades, the White House Correspondents Association, an independent group of journalists, has picked which correspondents from which networks, publications, online sources, and others get the coveted spots of covering the President of the United States and the White House. The Trump administration now wants to eliminate that system and handpick who gets to cover the president. I figured we should get the perspective from someone who has been in the White House correspondent pool, who has covered a president or two of the United States. Norman Robinson joins us on the live line. Hey, Norman.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm great. I haven't seen you in a while. Last time I saw you, I think we were on Informed Sources together, so good to talk to you again. Before you were at WDSU, you were a White House correspondent after a stint at WWL-TV. What do you think, as you hear now, that the President of the United States wants to eliminate the process that's been used for so long for picking White House correspondents and handpick who gets to cover him?
It's an egregious affront to the First Amendment. You know, the press is protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. I find this to be very tyrannical, and it depresses me to no end. It's very unsettling, and I think it's an attack on democracy. I'm a student of history, and I can remember a professor talking about the Sedition Act of 1798, which Congress passed in order to decriminalize anybody speaking disparagingly of the federal government. The Federalists were in power at that time. Congress passed it, and John Adams, President John Adams signed it. And, you know, that is an infamous act that is considered one of the most egregious breaches of the U.S. Constitution in the United States history. And I'm sort of just really unsettled by this whole attack from the Trump administration and its assault upon the press.
Well, the president's made no, in any way, shape, or form, secret that he does not like the established media, that he calls them the fake news, and he believes he gets unfair coverage from the journalistic community at large. And so his attempt to address that, and he's already in the past refused to take questions from certain networks, certain reporters, at White House press conferences and other media events. But this goes a whole step further when he is going to change what has been the historical process for picking the White House press corps. How did you get to be a member of the White House press corps?
Well, I was chosen. And when I joined CBS News in 1989, one of my first assignments was to cover the White House under George H.W. Bush, who was president at the time, the old man was president at the time, and I was the third correspondent. I was behind Leslie Stahl and Wyatt Andrews. So it was, I was the low person on the totem pole. So more often than not, I got assigned to the press pool, because when you really consider what the press pool does, it traipses around behind the president, and it's actually monitoring everything he does, and if he does anything newsworthy, then it's the task of the reporters in the press pool, AKA the White House correspondents. A press pool to report that back to the other networks and in print media. So you're tethered to, in my case, since I was a broadcast journalist for TV, you're tethered to a microphone sometimes for hours upon hours. I can remember one time in Key West, Florida, when President Bush went bone fishing, I was tethered to a microphone for 9 hours straight. And, of course, nothing happens. More often than not, nothing happens. You're just, we used to call it the death watch, basically. That's what we were doing.
You were there in case somebody tried to or did kill the president so that you could then report it, because most of the travels and things going on were not terribly interesting to the public. We're going to pick up the conversation when we come back after this with Norman Robinson. I'm curious your thoughts, folks. If you want to join the conversation, call me and text me now on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Should the president of the United States handpick which networks, which news organizations, which journalists cover the White House and cover the administration and cover the president? Or should it be done like it's been done for many decades, with a correspondents association, a third party, picking who is in that number? We'll continue the conversation after this on WWL as we get you updated on traffic. Someone texts us and says, "You're putting out fake news. What a shame." Even Fox News's White House correspondent has publicly condemned the White House for what she says is them trying to handpick news outlets that will be allowed to participate in the presidential press pool. So when Fox News is condemning Trump, you might want to think twice and reconsider that statement. Norman Robinson, a former White House correspondent, is with us. Norman, how do you see this all ending? Where do you see this going?
I think it's going to end at the Supreme Court, because this is what Thomas Jefferson had to say about freedom of the press, and that is that it cannot be limited without being lost. And he had a strong belief that free press is essential to maintaining liberty and should not be restricted in any way. And that goes for a president who tries to handpick the people who's going to cover him. This is simply a president who wants to punish people who print and write and broadcast information that he disagrees with. That is just totally anathema to a democracy. This is a man who wants to shape and form the country in his own image and do whatever the hell he wants to do. And he coined the phrase fake news to protect himself from the thousands of untruths that he tells every time he opens his mouth.
Thank you, Norman. We're running out of time, but I appreciate your joining us and your service to the journalistic community. Yesterday, the White House barred AP, Reuters, and other media from the cabinet meeting after previously saying they want to handpick who covers them. Is this dangerous, or do you support him even if you're a Trump voter?